This is a sermon given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website at saintdave.org.
If you've been hanging in there with us for the month of December, for the season of Advent, you know we've been on this journey that took us to a very specific place at a very specific time for a very specific thing to happen. And for a very specific question to be asked, will you let me in? We followed the journey first. We heard the ominous words on the first Sunday of Advent describing the need for a Messiah at all, describing the sin of the world and the fear of the world and the world that was in the clutches of both sin and fear and hatred. And then for two Sundays in a row, we listened to John the Baptist pleading to the people around him, get ready, get ready. It is coming. It is coming. Get ready to let it in. And then on the fourth Sunday of Advent, on the darkest day of the year, we hear Mary in her own private chamber, in her own private heart, hear from the angel asking, will you let it in? Will you let love in? And she says, yes. And so then we all gather together on Christmas Eve in all the various liturgies that we have here in this church, and we went into this beautiful, sweet, romantic, sealed chamber of beauty and love and gentleness that was kind of out of time and out of space, almost in some way unrelated to what's going on in the world around us. And we saw that light come to life. We saw this child born in the most unlikely of places to the most unlikely of people, who is the light of the world, the love of God incarnate. And we are left with this one question: will you let it in? Will you let the love of God in? And then no sooner had we settled into that, and we stepped out into the first and second Sundays of Christmas, and we listened to these lessons that we just heard, and all of a sudden, this beautiful moment has been shattered. This beautiful candlelit star of wonder night has been shattered. And we hear stories of political intrigue and paranoid kings and slaughters of innocents. And yet that question still remains. Will you let me in? Will you let me in? Question to the world. As we live now in the modern world in the 21st century and we look at what's going on in the world around us, we could easily be accused of being naive. Seriously? This is the way you think God works in the world. The world's not one bit safer than it was then. It's not one bit less sinful than it was then. It is not one bit less paranoid than it was then. In the midst of all of that beauty that led us to that beautiful space, we also have stabbings in synagogues during Hanukkah. We have church shootings. We have all these random acts of violence in our own city. All this darkness around us. How can we say that this is even true? How can we say that this Jesus thing is even real? One might be accused of being in denial, or at least being naive. But actually, we want to grab that word, naive. Because there's a long tradition in Christianity of a willingness to engage what's called a second naivete. The first naivete is when you're little and you're young and you live in a very safe world, and the magic of Christmas and the magic of candles and beautiful music and the magic of running down the stairs and seeing things that magically appeared in your living room, and it's all lovely and it's all beautiful. That's naivete. And then, at some point, it happened to all of us, or will, the world comes crashing in. The world out there where there's beauty and joy, but there's also pain and sadness and sorrow and fear and greed and all the things and disappointment and heartache, heartbreak. And then we have a choice. And we're invited to a question. Which one are you going to let in? Are you going to let the cynicism of the world, drive your life? Or will you let love in? Will you let love drive your life? That's when you choose to be naive. It's when you choose a second naivete, a naivete that is fully aware of the world around us, fully engaged in the world around us, fully engaged in trying to make the world look a little bit more like the kingdom of God everywhere we go. But it's an intentional choice to choose to do it through love. Not through anger, not through cynicism, not through hatred, but through love. Will you let love in? This, I believe, is the driving question of Christmas. We come into that beautiful moment where we see love is born into this world. It plants into our heart a desire from God. A desire from God that we love God the way God loves us. And we love each other the way God loves us. And we try to live in a world and create a world that looks like the kingdom of God. No matter what it actually looks like. Committed to answering the question, will you let me in? With a yes. Every day, over and over, this is the work of Christmas that takes us into the rest of the year. Answering the question, yes, yes, yes.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at saintdave.org and click on the podcast button.